All right, shoot, you beauties. It's their size for me. You know, like every time you face their team, like, and even with Eric Stahl, and then you've got, you know, the Jordan, he's a big fella. You know, the one thing when we had Antro in the lineup, we could go weight on weight, but we don't have Antro right now. So that's the challenge for me. And their line is, that one line is gotta, you got to control. Hello? Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now.
You use Little's line, best on best, a lot. Just talk about the philosophy in between for doing
that. I use my, what's that?
What's your philosophy behind going best on best?
Well, you know, first of all, you have to see if it works. Is it working? Okay, so that's what I normally do, and I see. So, like, for example, in last game, we went head-to-head, and I didn't find it worked very good. And so there was a lot of jockeying around there. You probably never noticed because you're usually asleep during the game. That's you, you know. Just kidding. I'm just kidding. No, but you just watch. You see what the matchup is, and then you see how it goes. And if you sense it doesn't go, then what's your other alternative? And then you find another. And the other thing too is that you try to get. How's that line playing? Are you getting much production? Like, we had trouble getting. We were like stuck last game. That's the way that I viewed it. And I don't mean that line. I'm talking in general sense of being stuck. I thought, come on, let's get going here. Couldn't get going. So there was a lot of moving around for me. And so you have to see, first of all, if the matchup works, and are you gaining from it, or are you just prepared to go head-to-head and either keep both lines off the board? You know, then you got to, you know, if there's 10 minutes left to go and it's 0-0, you know, who's going to be more patient? Like, Boston will outweigh you forever. Yeah, but they've got some things that we got to be concerned a bit. I mean, as much as you say you're going to focus on our team, and we do focus on our team, that's a primary focus, but, you know, they got ways they can win the game, and they'll be trying to do their game plan on us, so you got to pay attention a little bit, you know. Nothing has really changed. You have to have good production. You have to play, you have to have high performance. If we get a lot of players with A games, we're in good shape, you know. It's that simple, you know. Not really. I don't think that's one of the better things I think that's happened during this time is the seriousness is really there. You don't have to, who asked me last time about going in and getting them ready and stuff? We'll go back to that. It's, they're ready to go. Like, if I see our guys are ready to go now. It's serious. Like, it's always serious, but it's really serious. Which is really good preparation for the playoffs, because in the playoffs, serious would be an understatement.
And that's what I mean, the challenge now to, you know, it's hard to get out for every single game, but you guys have to, especially
right.
Now.
But you can in a short term. That's why the playoffs are so good, you know, because you've got a 7-game series, so that's what you look at. And if you sweep in four, you know you got rest there before the next series, and so there's all kinds of things back and forth. Was it a good thing? No. I don't see that. No.
Not at all.
Not at all. I'll give you the 1% if you want to take that, but not really. Not at this time of the year. We've played 43 games. I mean, you can't tell me in the 43 games previous to this you wouldn't have learned something, that you're going to give up a two-goal lead, you know. But that's the game, you know, like as much as you want to close it out, and that's what happens in sports. It's no different than golf, you know. Going great through 17 holes and the wheels fall off on the 18th and you've gone from first to sixth and, you know, you feel shame. For me, you know what I really like about him is his poise is good. His poise, but I find he makes the save that needs to be made at the right time, and that to me is a hallmark statement for a goalie that keeps you in there, you know. And I've said this before, like I had Wade Flaherty as a coach in the American League, and he was like that. He could have an average night and give up 5 goals, but we always won. It's funny how often we won, you know. Some guys just have that ability. And I think that's what I see in Pavs, is that he makes the save that keeps us there. Like, if you look at him this year, he's really kept us in games. You know, maybe a little bump once in a while, but he's really kept us there where we've been able to. The games really have not gone on a reach where we were saying, you know, oh, geez, first period is going to be a tough one. Yeah, I think he's really, I can see him maturing in those ways, you know. What's enabled the teams to win at home is the production of the big lines. The Stalls were plus, and we were minus. And then in Carolina, we were plus, they were minus. So that's had a big effect on the game. I don't know if it'll be like that tonight, but that is a correlation between all the games. At least the last two, I'd have to look a little deeper than that. At least the last two.
You don't keep the lineup the same when you're on a winning streak?
Doesn't matter. It has gone that way, but I don't live by that rule. You want me to give you a percentage there? 3-4%?
I like numbers. So when Antropov's healthy, he's coming back, probably, right? When Antropov's ready, he's going back to the lineup.
Be determined by a lot of different factors. Okay, guys.